Hey, GWA Backstage, it's Baby Lear. I saw a questionnaire by Cute and Geek called Cute's Midnight Musings, and it's 12 questions. Oh god, I just dropped a Sharpie pen. And I'm gonna answer them in this audio, clearly. Okay, so question number one. If you found out that your whole life so far has been one long cosmic class aimed to teach you something, what lesson do you think you've been learning? That's a very loaded question. Well, it's not loaded, but it's just like, I'll come back to that one at the end when I have an answer. Okay, so number two, if sexual orientation is more of a spectrum than a binary, where on a scale of 1 to 10 would you place yourself? Hardcore, absolutely heterosexual being a 1, hardcore, absolutely homosexual being a 10. I'm assuming 5 would be in like a like bisexual, right? I'd say a 2 or 3. Because like some girls I can see myself with, but at the same time, it's just like I can't imagine doing anything like sexual with them, I guess. I don't know. It just doesn't work like that for me. Question number 3. What single extinct species would you want to bring back? Assuming that no harm would occur to current species as a result. Well, first, let me look up extinct species. Yo, you know what we should bring back? We should bring back, dodos. Or passenger pigeons. I like those. Those are cute, because then I could, like, send mail with a bird, and it'd be like, oh, there you go. Number 4, what personality trait do you consider to be your greatest attribute? Which is your greatest flaw? My greatest attribute, I guess, would be, I'd say, like, my dry sense of humor. I guess that's one. I'm a pretty dark person. I think a lot of things are funny that shouldn't be funny. So I kind of like fit around in all groups of people, I guess. My greatest flaw, well, it's kind of a double-edged sword, is like my honesty, because I'm super straightforward and blunt, and most people don't like that, and they prefer things to be sugar-coated, but I just didn't ever learn how to do that, so I'm just pretty honest about everything. What career were you considering right before ultimately deciding to go your current route? How different do you think your parallel universe life is? Well, I'm still in high school, so I haven't chosen a career, but I want to go into journalism to eventually become a copy editor. And, you know, since I've been, like, writing all my life and whatnot, yeah, I'm probably just gonna go down that road, despite hating, like, I freaking hate writing articles, dude. It's such a pain in the ass, because it takes so long, and then you have to keep getting it edited, and it's like, ugh. Like, I can edit people's stuff, but I don't want to write it, you know? It's just, it's laziness. I don't know. Before I, when I was 12, I wanted to be a veterinarian because I loved animals, but then I realized you had to take a bunch of science classes, and then I was like, well, I guess I don't love animals anymore, and then I changed. next question. Someone gives you a button that, when pressed, allows you to go back and change one thing from the past. Do you use it right away, hold on to it for later, get rid of it, or something else entirely? If I changed the past, then I wouldn't be where I am right now, so I would probably hold on to it for later in case I, like, really fuck up, then, yeah, I'll just hold on to it, anyways, next question, what do you think the most fun job in the world is? Realistically, the most fun job? Or, like, my idea of the most fun job. Because my idea of the most fun job is just being a writer and not having to force out ideas just to get paid. But just anything that involves like creative liberty
or something like that. I don't know.
Just writing and putting all your thoughts out on paper. It's good stuff. Do you have any missed opportunity moments? These could be silly, deep, precise, philosophical, anything goes. Missed opportunity moments. Not that I can really think of. I mean, no, I don't think I have any of those, because if there is a missed opportunity, I don't realize it until, like, years later, so I don't know, so. What book have you reread the most? What makes you go back to it? I usually only read books one time, because I don't like knowing what's happening, and if I do end up rereading it, it's probably for school reasons. Right now, I'm reading Lolita by Vladimir, no, I don't know how to say his last name, it's Russian. But yeah, I'm on page 71, and I keep dropping that pen. Yeah, you know, eventually I'll finish that book. It's whatever. But I do go back to a certain genre a lot. I go back to, like, psychological thrillers or horrors that can involve, like, other subgenres too, like sci-fi or whatever. But, you know, I'll just read anything that has, like, haunting themes, sort of. Next question. Oh god, I have to burp. Okay, you're 110 years old and have reached your final days. Looking back on your life, what life goal do you think you would most regret not accomplishing? Oh, okay. Huh. I don't know. I mean, I'm progressing pretty quickly in my life goals. Like, I'm doing all the things I want to do, or I mean, I haven't met everyone I wanted to meet yet, but, you know, it's getting there. I don't know. Ask me that in a few years, and I'll probably have a better answer for you. I think this is the 11th question. Global warming, intolerance, political drama. Ooh, yeah. We all know there's lots of things that suck right now, but let's be positive. What do you think is going the most right in society right now? What do you think is the human race's most redeeming quality? Well, let's start with the first question. What do you think is going the most right in society right now? I think people are quote-unquote waking up, finally, because, you know, Trump's the president now, and people are like, oh, whoa, let's actually get educated before we make statements, and just everybody's getting exposed, so I think that's kind of funny. And, you know, just all the bullshit's being called out, which I really enjoy. As someone who does not like to bullshit other people, I find it very, very good. What do you think is the human race's most redeeming quality? I don't know. I think that we adapt to things. Let me see if I can describe it. We're able to accept, like, new things without having to destroy ourselves over it. Like, because, you know, not everyone wanted Trump to be president. And, I mean, I think they're accepting of it now. I don't know. I'm not even going to get into politics. Anyways, number 12. What's your favorite food that you pretend is healthy, even though you eat way too much of it, for it to not actually be bad for you? What does that question mean? You know, you eat way too much of it for it to not actually be bad for you. Do you ever really eat just a palmful of nuts? If I could translate the question, I would answer it, but I am already rambling a lot, and it's been 9 minutes, so I'm probably just going to go back to the first question, which is about the one long cosmic class aimed to teach you something. To teach me something, I think I've been learning lessons about accepting other people's limitations, I suppose, because usually I assume that everyone can do the same things that I can, and, like, it, that sounds really ignorant, but, like, it just kind of confuses me when people don't understand something, because I always say, like, oh, like, if I get this, you should too, and then when they don't, it's just, like, how do you not kind of get this? So, you know, it's just being more patient, I guess, and tolerant, etc. I don't really know how to describe it, but I hope that makes sense. Well, I guess that kind of completes the questionnaire. It's like 3 p.m. and I'm yawning. Nice job, Baby Lear. All right. Thank you, Cute and Geek, for making the questionnaire. It was really interesting, actually. I had to think. So, yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed listening, despite the rambles and stuff. So, have a good day. Thank you.